piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. There is something, Greg, called winter greens, but somehow we don't associate greens with winter.
It's gray and all of that, but there are greens that are grown in certain areas in the wintertime. Chard and kale. And chard, of course, is grown in all seasons.
Well, you told me that Dorothy got...
But Dorothy, my wonderful wife, Dorothy, used to grow Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
And she would leave them in the garden all fall.
Yeah.
And then when the snow came, they would be protected from the cold.
Uh-huh.
And on Christmas Day, she would go out and brush off the snow with gloved hands and have a kitchen knife with her and then slice off the entire plant and bring it in. And we would have fresh Brussels sprouts for dinner that night. And they had not frozen. They had not frozen. They were just very cold. This went on for a number of years while our kids were growing up. And my older boy, David, kept referring to these little Brussels sprouts as little cabbages. He just loved those little green cabbages.
In fact, when we go to the supermarket in the wintertime, there's lots of green stuff.
There's Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
There is something called black kale.
Yes, black
which
kale.
We were introduced to in Italy up in the Florence area.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's called Cavolo Nero, and it's just delicious kale. It's very popular up in Florence. And, of course, regular kale is definitely a wintertime thing. Chard is also, even though you can buy it at different times of the year, it's a really good winter green. And
also,
collards.
An interesting thing about some of these greens, such as collards and others, is that they aren't as tender as the spring greens, quite naturally.
They're very leathery.
Yes, they can be quite leathery. And they need to be cooked a little bit more. This is one of the things that we whined about, where our mother overcooked the vegetables so they got so soggy and everything.
Yes.
But sometimes you really do have to cook them.
Well, for collards, I think you really need to cook them. The other ones, you don't. The green vegetables, you need to cook for just a very few minutes. Certain of them, like the Brussels sprouts, you want to maintain the green color. And a way to do that without cooking it so long that they lose that chlorophyll greenness is to slice them, and you can do a quick sauté.
Uh-huh.
Or you could just cut them in half and braise them just for maybe about 10 minutes. They'll retain their lovely green color. Cabbage is a winter vegetable
as
well.
Of course, Once again, there's an example where overcooking can lead to unappetizing results.
I like to just sauté green cabbage.
What, do you shred it?
I shred it with a knife, but I don't make it particularly thin, maybe a quarter of an inch.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And then I'll heat up either butter or olive oil and then put in some garlic.
Uh-huh.
Let the garlic cook until it gets a little bit brown.
A little brownish.
And fairly high heat, throw in the cabbage.
A couple of handfuls.
And start cooking it. And once it starts to wilt, you can add some more. And then you just keep cooking it. And then you can just make a sauté. And within just a few minutes, you have very wonderful cabbage that only needs a little bit of salt and pepper
for seasoning. Are there any other additions?
You certainly can. Red cabbage is another thing that you can do. We're only talking about greens right now. But if I were doing red cabbage, I would add apple to it and vinegar and all that. You can do the same thing with the green cabbage. Sherry vinegar and maybe a spoonful of honey or a spoonful of brown sugar will go really well with that.
How about some pine nuts?
With that, not. I don't think so. But sautéed pine nuts would be good with other green preparations.
Okay. All right. Now, what would be some of the other potential candidates here for winter greens?
Let's go back to the black kale, because I didn't really talk about cooking that or kale in general. You want to take away the tough ribs. I do not use them. I'll cut the kale up in fairly large pieces.
Mm-hmm.
If the kale feels a little bit tough, I will blanch it. I'll bring a big pot of water to the boil, drop the kale leaves in, let them cook for maybe 2 minutes to tenderize them.
Uh-huh.
Then I'll drain them, put them in cold water to stop the cooking.
Okay.
Then I can squeeze the water out of it, and then I can heat up some olive oil. I usually do olive oil and garlic. Dried red pepper flakes, chili pepper flakes, they're always good. Once you get that going, then you can throw in your kale.
Yeah.
And this can be the black kale. It can be the regular kale. And then just give it a good stir fry.
Would you do the same for chard?
Same thing for chard. And then, of course, you can always do like a creamed chard. by not cooking at a high heat. But you could wilt some onion, you could add some charred leaves, and then just let them cook until almost tender. And then you could throw in a couple of tablespoons of cream, boil down a little bit, and then finish the cooking of the chard. That makes just a lovely presentation.
Well, you see, winter greens is not an oxymoron.
No, it's not.
So you learn something new. You can learn something next week, and you come back to hear the Food Guys. Food Guys.